You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org. Oil and gas wells can leak methane for years after they're supposedly sealed up. That's the news from a study just published by PNAS, the Proceedings for the National Academy of Sciences. Sealed wells leaking a dangerous greenhouse gas. How is that possible? We have the lead author on the line, Dr. Mary Kang, a postdoctoral researcher at Stanford University in California. Dr. Kang, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Thank you.
Let's set the stage a bit. On Radio EcoShock, our guest Mickey Moritz told us the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency published incorrect figures about American methane emissions for years. Their method of calculating from the ground up substantially underreported what was actually found in the air by scientific measurements. Mary, it looks like your team found one of the previously unreported sources of methane emissions. Please tell us, why did you do this research, and how did you go about measuring emissions from decommissioned oil and gas wells?
So this research was part of my PhD dissertation, and which was on CO2, methane, and brine leakage through subsurface leakage pathways, such as abandoned wells and faults. And so previously, I was working on geologic storage of CO2 and leakage issues associated with the stored CO2. And one of those pathways are abandoned oil and gas wells. And I was looking at it from that context. And then I started to think a lot about methane emissions. Then that brought me to the question, well, how much methane is being emitted from these oil and gas wells? My background is more in modeling, so I wanted to think about creating some models, but I needed some data. And I had trouble coming across any data, so then I decided that, well, I might as well just go out and collect data. And I was in New Jersey at the time, and Pennsylvania is not so far, and Pennsylvania has a very long history of oil and gas development. So I decided to look for oil and gas wells there and do the measurements.
And there are thousands of wells splattered all over the place in marshes and farmers' fields and rocky places. How did you manage to find them in Pennsylvania?
So in Pennsylvania, I mean, it's not that straightforward. One of the most helpful things for me was talking to local people who are very familiar with the area and are able to spot these very well and have experience spotting them. And so one of the issues is there isn't very good record keeping of these old abandoned wells. So I really needed to rely on people who have been able to see them in the field, local people.
Doesn't anyone go back and inspect them?
So the history of oil and gas development in Pennsylvania is incredibly long. So the first commercial oil and gas well was completed in 1859, I believe. And so the inspection of wells that were abandoned or completed today, the regulations on that is much different than the regulations on that 100 years ago.
So the first question that comes to the mind of any intelligent person, we think once a pipe, let's say from a gas well, is sealed up, no further emissions can come out. How is it possible they are still leaking methane?
Well, according to regulations for oil and gas well plugging, they are supposed to isolate zones that bear oil, gas, water, and are coal-bearing. However, one of the things that we need cognizant of was that some of these wells were abandoned many, many years ago, before the current regulations were in place, and the regulations were different. And also the plugging or the various aspects of the well would degrade over time. And in some cases, and in many cases, the wells were never plugged to begin with.
So I see in your paper you had to distinguish between geological gases, if I can call them that, and methane created by organisms in the ground. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, sure. There's two types of measurements I did that give you an idea of whether the methane is from microbial activity or from some deeper processes. And to do that, I measured other hydrocarbons, the presence of ethane, propane, and N-butane. I also looked at the carbon isotopes of methane. Based on that information, so for the hydrocarbons, the ethane, propane, and N-butane, you would look at the ratio of those alkanes or those hydrocarbons to methane. And for the carbon isotopes of methane, you would see what those values are, because for lighter isotopes or lighter methane, it tends to be more from a microbial source. And so you can look at all that kind of data to kind of give you an idea whether the source of methane is more likely to be microbial.
How much methane did you find leaking out from the wells in Pennsylvania?
So I only measured 19 wells, and there are hundreds of thousands of wells out there. So basically, I think the key thing is, and what my results show is that methane is being emitted from these abandoned oil and gas wells, and that the amount of emissions could be significant. And based on the wells that we measured, we did do a scaling up. Just to give us an idea, put the methane emissions in some kind of context so we can think about the magnitude of the problem. And what we found was about 4-7% of currently estimated anthropogenic methane emissions. So in the current estimates of anthropogenic methane emissions in Pennsylvania, abandoned oil and gas wells are not included. But we're using that as a denominator just to give an idea. So 4-7% of anthropogenic methane emissions in Pennsylvania.
Can we extrapolate what you found in Pennsylvania as to how much methane might be coming out of old oil and gas operations across the United States?
I don't think we could do that at the moment. I think we need to take more measurements because there could be a lot of variability. What I can say is that studies should be done and measurements should be done, and that there may be quite significant methane emissions from abandoned oil and gas operations across the United States. And many of the states have similar history of oil and gas development to Pennsylvania.
Do you think that the amount of methane coming out is a worry for climate change, or is it tiny, say, compared to methane coming from livestock or current oil and gas operations?
I think that it is a worry for climate change because with respect to other sources, it's difficult to say because I have that 4-7% right now, but I think it's important to remember that those numbers are still uncertain. And I think instead of just saying is it a worry for climate change, it's maybe a good opportunity to do mitigation.
Well, yeah, we think that companies, although the companies from the 1800s are not coming back to find their wells and check them out, but the modern fracking where so many wells are being drilled and oil drilling, surely there should be something that compels the companies to come back and check on them, find out if they're leaking, and if they are, try and capture it, and they could sell it.
Yes, but right now there's not enough information for, say, any potential user to know how much gas is leaking out of these abandoned oil and gas wells. So this study gives some more information, but I think more measurements need to be done.
Does your study give us any idea how long methane will be coming out? Is it years, decades, generations?
I would say in the order of decades to generations, because if you look at a lot of these wells, again, a lot of these wells, there's no records available for them. The emissions have been going on, I would say, for decades at least. And they've been around for who knows how long. So I can only imagine that it will continue to be emitting methane for more decades to come.
Well, we know the metal will rust out and concrete falls apart with age. And I presume that methane, if it's down underground, will stay there for a long time until it gets out. Did you find some old wells in serious disrepair?
Yes. Actually, every well looks very different at the surface because they are degraded to a different extent. I mean, there's things growing on them. And sometimes, you know, identifying it, finding it in the field is hard because they don't all look the same. You can see evidence of rusting. You can see if there's some concrete around there that it's all breaking apart. But it depends on the well.
The bottom line for me, Mary, is that if the oil and gas industry hadn't gone wildly drilling thousands, possibly millions of pipes into the earth, that methane would still be safely underground, buried for the ages. We've created these pathways for its escape and then more or less walked away from them. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think a lot of the development was done before we knew about the impacts. For example, if you think about the case in Pennsylvania, majority of the wells were drilled, you know, the first oil peak in Pennsylvania was in 1881. And then there was another huge peak in the 30s and 40s. And it was long before we were really thinking about methane as a greenhouse gas emissions for climate change at all. So I think one of the challenges is for us today is to think about policies and regulations, but things that we don't know about but may impact future generations, like 100 years from now, 50 years from now.
From the scientific perspective, what is the next step? What do we urgently need to know?
We need to know what percentage of these abandoned oil and gas wells are high emitters. We need to know what that magnitude is. We need to know where those wells are and how different those wells are. So we need more measurements to just characterize these methane emissions and also to characterize the wells in terms of what type of well it is, whether it's plugged or not, what kind of condition they're in.
As we finish up, what are you researching these days at Stanford, Mary?
Well, I just started this position this fall, and I am still doing some follow-up work on these emissions from abandoned oil and gas wells, but I'm also thinking more about impacts on groundwater of oil and gas development, not just from abandoned wells, but oil and gas development more broadly.
So the paper, Direct Measurements of Methane Emissions from Abandoned Oil and Gas Wells in Pennsylvania, can be found in PNAS, the Proceedings for the National Academy of Sciences. Our guest has been Dr. Mary Kang, formerly with the Environmental Engineering Department of Princeton University, and now a postdoctoral researcher for Stanford University. Mary, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm Alex Smith, reporting for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.